This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Myanmar police arrested a famous actor wanted for supporting opposition to a February 1st coup. That's according to the actor's wife on Sunday. The arrest of Lu Min came hours after two people were killed when police and soldiers fired to disperse protests in Mandalay. The violence in Mandalay on Saturday was the bloodiest day in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations in cities and towns across Myanmar demanding an end to military rule. Protesters are also demanding the release from detention of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and others. The demonstrations and a civil disobedience campaign of strikes and disruptions show no sign of slowing down. Lu was one of six celebrities who the army said on Wednesday were wanted under an anti-incitement law for encouraging civil servants to join in the protests. The charges can carry a 2-year prison sentence. Seven election workers were killed during Niger's presidential vote Sunday. A local election official said their vehicle struck a landmine, marring a day meant to usher in the country's first democratic transition of power. The West African country regularly suffers attacks by Islamist militants and had stepped up security to protect the poll. The ruling party candidate, Mohamed Bazoum, is facing former President Mahamat Ousmane. The vice president of the Electoral Commission said a vehicle belonging to the organization and carrying the election workers to their polling stations hit a mine in the rural commune of Dargol in the southwest. We have more stories on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is meeting with Iranian officials in a bid to preserve his inspector's ability to monitor Tehran's atomic program. That's even as authorities said Sunday they plan to cut off inspector surveillance cameras at those sites. Rafael Grossi's visit to Tehran comes as Iran tries to pressure Europe and the new Biden administration into returning to the 2015 nuclear deal that President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from in 2018. The British government has a new coronavirus vaccination goal to give every adult in the country a first dose of the vaccine by July 31st. That's a month earlier than its previous target. The government also has a goal of everyone over 50 or with an underlying health condition to get a shot by April 15th, rather than the previous target of May 1st. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said on Sunday that the UK now has the supplies to speed up the vaccination campaign. More than 17.2 million people in Britain have been given the first two doses of the vaccine. Britain has had more than 120,000 coronavirus deaths, the highest toll in Europe. Italians are marking 1 year since their country experienced its first known COVID-19 death. With church services and wreath-laying ceremonies on Sunday, residents paid tribute to the dead, including in Italy's small northern towns that were so hard hit by the pandemic. Italy has seen 95,500 confirmed deaths from the virus. That's Europe's second highest pandemic toll. While the first wave of infections largely engulfed Lombardy and other northern Italian regions, a second surge starting in the fall of 2020 has raced through the country. In the northeastern town of Vo, which registered Italy's first known coronavirus death on February 21, 2020, officials unveiled a memorial plaque on Sunday. Tanzania's president is finally acknowledging that his country has a coronavirus problem. This after he has claimed for months that the disease had been defeated by prayer. Populist President John Magufuli urged citizens of the East African country to take precautions and even wear face masks, but only locally made ones. Over the course of the pandemic, he has expressed wariness about foreign-made goods, including COVID-19 vaccines. The president's comments came days after the country of some 60 million people mourned the death of one of its highest-profile politicians. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.